Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking youth football with Shane Covington, Jeremy Nemitz from the Show Elite, Inc. Shane, it's good to see you. Normally we're talking seven, man. We're talking tackle football today.
Yeah, most definitely. We made some changes over the offseason.
So made some additions.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's good to see you. How's first week Milwaukee Vincent?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Yeah?
Numbers looking good.
Good.
Got about 45, 50 kids out there.
Do you really?
Yes, sir.
That's a great number.
Yes,
you got to be real proud of that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. A lot of hard work over the summer.
Walking the hallways a little bit, getting kids out, huh?
Yep, definitely.
Man, that's good. You know, I'm going to talk to you during the break. For the TV show that I do, a segment called Around the Corner with John McGivern's PBS show.
Yeah.
We've got a What Was Old Is Now New. And normally we go to Shawano and we go to different communities throughout the state, but in the city of Milwaukee, they want us to find things that were old that are now new, and I'd love to do that segment on stadium at Vincent.
Well,
yeah, I'll talk to you about that because we can highlight and promote that thing, and you're proud of the way that thing looks.
Oh, it looked real nice. Can't wait to get on it.
That's awesome. Hey, Jeremy, it's nice to meet you. You're the youth director for the show.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
Actually, this is about 26 years of youth football.
Really? Are you a Milwaukee guy?
Milwaukee guy.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Marshall High School.
Okay.
So I graduated there.
The Eagles.
92, the Eagles.
The Mighty Eagles. I went to Messmer.
Okay.
Yeah, right. We're not too far from each other. Not too far at all. And so you've been involved in youth sports, obviously, for a long time.
Long time.
And now that Shane has, and the show has decided that they're going to do tackle football as well instead of, and seven man, but they're going to include and get involved in tackle. As the youth director, can we get an idea of what your job is? Are you coaching?
Yes, I'm also coaching. I'm coaching the 13U.
Okay.
My job is basically to promote it, to get as many kids as possible, educated in our program.
Right.
And put them in a position to, excel in youth football.
Do you think, and you guys are going to play in a league down in Chicago, correct?
Yes, yes.
So do you think eventually you'll join one of the leagues here in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee area? Do you think that that's the best place for your kids to play the best competition?
Right now, we're trying to get the Milwaukee programs all on the same board. If we can get a lot of Milwaukee programs all in the same league, maybe under a bigger umbrella like the AYF, we can probably do something great here in Milwaukee.
Man, I would love that. We've been talking about something like that for a long time, Jeremy. A lot of people that have sat where you're sitting have said, look, if there's somebody that could do this, and I got a feeling the guy to your left, he's got a lot of swag in football. He's he has played at a really high level.
Right.
He got a lot of respect from people in a lot of different arenas. You lean on the guy to your left to say, hey, let's get the people that are running this league and this league and this league together, and let's do one. Man, you're onto something there.
Yeah, we're trying. We even put a little ad out there earlier for the end of the season for everyone to get together. Let's represent Milwaukee, let's represent Wisconsin, and let's get out there and see what we can do for youth football.
A number of weeks ago, we had a couple of guys in. One was trying to run the one at McGovern, I think, and one was trying to run the one at boy, it was off of Hampton somewhere.
Garden Homes, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah. Maybe. And then, you know, we've had another Lincoln. Guy. Yeah, yeah, back in the day, I don't know if the St. Bernadette League still goes on.
Nope, I used to run that league.
You used to run that league. That was I used to go to games out there. That was a cool. So there seems to be like four or five different options for kids to play in. And if you could put it all under one umbrella, basically the city, I don't know, City Milwaukee League or something like that.
Right.
Now you're on to something.
Exactly.
I mean, Shane, when you want to go, if you're going to go watch 7th and 8th grade kids, not only for Vincent or for, you know, the show, on a Saturday morning, you could be going to 3-4 different parks, right?
Yeah,
three, four different leagues.
Yeah, I know last year we would go to, you know, Lincoln Park and we would go to McGovern. So it's a lot of places that I had to send coaches, you know, just to get a look at kids.
Right. And so, and they're all different leagues run by different people. You think you guys will be able to pull that off?
I'm hoping.
Yeah. It's going to be hard because a lot of people going, well, no, I run my league. I don't want to come under, you know.
Right. You know, to me, it's all working together. It doesn't have to be one person running the league. I think we all can be a part of it and have an equal share in it.
And you know who benefits from that? The kids and the city conference football.
That's right.
That's who benefit from that.
That's right.
And look, Shane and I, we've had these conversations. There are some great high school football players coming out of the city. Maybe not as many as we wish, right? As we hoped.
Right.
And there's times that, look, I do this Friday night scoreboard show, and I had to stay a long time ago. I had to stay an extra hour because when Riverside was all set to go to state, they had Arrowhead beat. They had him beat. And then a kid jumped, and he accidentally knocked in an official who threw a flag. There were so many people at that game at Hart Park that called in and said, I didn't have a dog in the fight, but this team from Riverside, this is not right what just happened. And so people have this thirst to have a city conference team get to state. You know, win a couple of games in the playoffs, get deep in the playoffs, and I think that's the first step. I do. I think that's the first step. Let's get everybody together on the same page. You've got great coaches. There are some great coaches in the city. You got Covington there. You've got the guy from Riverside. You got the guy from King. You got a number of really good coaches in the city.
Yes.
And if they get involved in it, okay, now you've got something. So as now you're the coach, you're coaching, you're also the youth director. So you're finding coaches. You're trying to find kids.
Yes, we're finding coaches. We're finding kids. I try to have a 20 to 25 kids per team.
Okay.
Try to get equal playing time for everyone. That's in our league rules for AYF. And the main thing is getting coaches and getting them certified and willing to come out there for free because it's youth, it's volunteer.
Right.
And that's what it's a hard time trying to get, to get coaches.
Hey, Shane, let's step back a little bit. So you decided you've been having a lot of success with the show, the 7-on-7, right. With a number of kids from all over the state now getting involved with this. You're comfortable where that is right now, where you're going?
Yeah, most definitely. This past season, we did very well. We had four teams, so we done grew, you know, pretty much about three teams now. We had about 140 kids that was involved from all over the state of Wisconsin.
Are you going to stay with four? Can you go to six if?
I think right now we are going to stay at four. We had a lot of off-the-field issues with administration and things that way. So,
did you grow too fast, you think?
I think we took a lot more than we could, you know, handle, especially with the resources and the things that we have going on. So I definitely think we need to go to the drawing board and get an exact, you know, amount of teams and what we can handle and where certain teams go and where certain teams don't go.
Yeah, learning season, learning year for you.
Most definitely, because basically this year we had four national teams that we called in, and we also had a regional team that went to Chicago.
Okay.
So all together, we had five teams.
Man, are you home ever?
No.
No, you're never home,
never.
Are you? You're never.
Never home.
So, but you've decided now to get involved with tackle football. Now, this was the Generals?
Milwaukee Generals,
and now it's a show. So this thing has been put in place, but you're just going to now, they're going to come under the show
organization
umbrella.
Yeah.
And were you part of the Generals as well?
Yes.
And the reason to come under the umbrella of the show is what?
Mainly it's the nonprofit. You know, he's got a good nonprofit.
Yeah, you bet.
There's a lot of people involved with Shane. And I just see the growth. I just see where we can go.
Right.
You know, being the Milwaukee Generals, we weren't nonprofit at that moment. You know, we're just a football club.
Right.
And our growth was there. We're okay. It's just I look for the bigger umbrella of the more kids we can touch.
Yeah, that's you know what, and the mission statement with what the show is, I think fits obviously with what you just talked about. Let's give kids a chance. Let's get as many kids involved as we can. Shane, did you approach Shane or did he approach you?
We go back a long time. Yeah. I used to coach Shane.
You did?
Yeah. So we go back a long time. So when he went,
he was a pretty good player, huh?
Oh yeah.
He's a really good player.
Yeah. When he came to me about he wanted to do a youth program, it was just an easy decision for us to merge it together.
Yeah. What age do you start with?
Six. You could be 5 years old, but we have a six and under team.
Is that tackle or flag?
Tackle football. It's 8-on-8. It's not 11-on-11.
Okay.
It's 8-on-8. So their rules are adjusted to the kids.
Yeah.
But
do you have kids in the program or
no
had kids
in the program?
No, and you still all this time?
All the time.
Did you play?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? And that's where your love of the sport came?
That's where the love comes from, yes.
Yeah. Did you have a place to play when you were younger? When you were that age?
Yeah, when I was young, I actually played at NCSL, which is still running right now.
Okay.
And then I also played at St. Bernadette.
You did?
Yes.
Man, that league for a while was the league.
Exactly.
That was the league. Did you play in that one?
Yeah, that was my coach at St. Bernadette.
Okay. Yeah. What happened to it?
Just over the years, we went from, I know Dan Lutz, you know, used to run
sure.
it, you know, who's over at Menominee Falls.
Yep.
And then I took it over from him. And then it went on to, well, after I left, you know, a couple owners behind us. I think the church just went into a different direction,
okay.
You know, insurance-wise and stuff like that.
And I was wondering if with all the other leagues popping up, the competition, because that was where you had to play back in the day.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. And now with all the different competition, with different leagues popping up, if kids started going elsewhere.
And at that time, in Milwaukee, especially at St. Bernadette, when they converted over to tackle, that's where it's like insurance and the church and stuff. So they sort of wanted to get away from the tackle
right.
and just stick with flag. And then that's where it sort of fell apart at.
Yeah. He's Jeremy Nemitz. He's the youth director for the Show Elite. We're also joined by Shane Covington. He is the founder of this. And they've now decided, the show has always been 7-on-7, and they've decided now to merge and get involved with the Milwaukee Generals and being part of youth football. Last question before we get to a break. Are you utilizing this to try to find kids for 7-on-7, or is this going to be totally different athletes?
I mean, definitely, you know, some eighth graders, you know, that, you know, I think will merge over and
yeah.
be a part of the 7-on-7. But it's mainly just using the show brand and branching off into different sports. Like, we actually just had girls basketball.
I saw that. I was going to talk to you about that.
So we actually are, you know, going into.
Can you hit
sports.
A jump shot?
Yeah.
You want no part of me on that? I'm just kidding. Look at me most talking smack. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a big talker back here, right? I know I don't want any part of you on the football field, but you want to play horse, I got a shot. I know
gotcha.
That. Let's get you a break. He's Shane Covington. Again, Jeremy Nemitz. He is the youth director for the Show Elite, their tackle football program. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? I didn't even see it was you. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike.
I'm in my own little world today.
Did I startle you?
Yeah, you did, because, I don't even...
I'm so handsome, I can't help myself.
Oh, is that it? You came in kind of quietly and didn't say hi, just boom, started working.
Yep.
Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, and we're talking the Show Elite Youth Football Program. It is Shane Covington and Jeremy Nemitz, who is the youth director. Hey, so the Generals, and that's who you were under last year, you guys played in this league in Chicago last year.
Yes, we played in the United League.
How was the travel part of it?
It was a little rough for us. We did a lot of carpooling, you know, so
sure.
for the most part, it was okay. The hardest thing was our first year, which was last year
right.
with the travel, was the coaches, like, I guess the commitment from the coaches and getting the transportation in order. So it's a little rough area for some of our young teams, but we worked it out. We got it fixed for this year, and everything works.
How did you guys compete down there last year?
We did excellent. 6U, I think, was maybe 5-3.
Okay.
Our 8U, 10U, and 12U are almost 500.
Okay.
I think a little bit below 500. And a 13U won the championship.
Really? Boy, good for you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there's some good competition, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you're impressed with the way the league is run?
Yes. It's AYF, you know, it's all over, you know, and they have a lot of great things going on, you know, and the certification process, state IDs, everyone's under the same umbrella. We have league IDs. All the teams work together with each other.
Hey, Shane, I know you're busy this time of year, man. You're the head varsity football coach at Milwaukee Vincent. And you have the show, the 7-on-7. How involved will you be with the tackle football program?
Definitely from a, you know, obviously our founder, CEO part, be involved. Obviously, we got to talk a lot about the grants and, you know, the fundraising and, you know, how, what certain things we're going to do. Even like the transportation part, you know, we have, you know, transportation as far as from that we use for 7-on-7 this year that the youth, you know, team can use as well to get down to games. So, you know, definitely a you know, helping each other out on that standpoint.
If there are people that are listening, and I didn't tee this up at all, so if there's not, just tell me. But if there are people out here that are listening that understand the mission that you guys are trying to accomplish for these kids and are looking to maybe donate some money or get involved, how do they do it?
So on the website, the www.theshowelitinc.com, we have a donation button. I think Jeremy was telling me we have a GoFundMe page, I think, believe.
It's called Snap Raise. It's a process. It's a fundraising tool that will start this week coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, but they could donate on the website. We have a donation button on the website.
It's theshowelitinc.com,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And yep. There's a donate button if you're feeling led to help these guys out because, look, you can understand the amount of money that it takes to get these kids uniforms, right, to get them transportation, yeah, to get all the things that it takes to run a football program is not cheap. Exactly. What's the cost for these kids to join?
Right now, our fee is between $200 and $250. We supply all the equipment.
That's for the year?
For the
season.
For the whole season.
And that includes transportation?
Transportation, uniform, equipment, practice gear, everything.
That's really cheap. It's really inexpensive, I think, compared to, look, I've been doing this show a long time. Shane, you know, there are some other organizations in different parts of the state that are double, triple, and even above that. Yeah. So good for you guys that you're able to keep it at that cost so that kids can play. Is it co-ed, by the way?
It can be, yes. Yeah. We have no girls right now, but they can play.
Yeah. Do you have tryouts, or if you join,
no,
you join?
You join. No tryouts. If you want to play, you can play.
And how do you find coaches? And I ask this every week. Jeremy, you're the youth director for this. What keeps you up at night?
Figuring out the next day's work.
Yeah.
Every day is just, you know, word of mouth for coaches. You know, we know between both of us, we know a lot of coaches. We still need help on the coaching end if anyone's interested.
Is it mostly parents, or are you looking for both? Yeah, and that is a whole different dynamic,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
You have to deal with that. You know, your son can't play quarterback the whole time.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then there are other coaches that are dads that are way too tough on their kids.
Exactly.
And so you gotta
you get
them
a combination
back
of everything.
Hey, did you watch that? There used to be a show about youth football. And I think there was one that was in Pittsburgh, and there might have been another one down south someplace. And it was, do you know what I'm talking about? There were some crazy dudes on that.
Oh, yeah. They're wild.
I mean, the coaches were nuts, and the parents were nuts. And I'm sure that's the footage that they use to draw guys like me in so that I can't stop watching it. Rather than all the when they're nice and calm and just coaching kids up. And I don't see it on TV anymore, but I used to watch it like all the time.
It gets pretty wild, you know, in certain areas. That's one thing with us. We try to give the kids something different. You know, it's not about being the best team. It's just about giving them an opportunity that they might not get a chance to have. So,
Shane, I've asked you this when you've come in before, but how old were you when you fell in love with the game, and when did you realize that you know, this was your future. And you, again, you played at Indiana, played at Whitewater, played some professional football.
Yeah.
How old were you when you realized that man, I'm pretty good at this?
I'll probably say my sixth grade year, playing with Jeremy for the St. Bernadette for the Packers.
Did you know he had a chance to be that good?
Yeah.
Yeah? He was tough back then?
He was tough back then.
He was?
You know, he played a lot of positions for me.
So here's, and the reason I asked you that is, look, if kids aren't given the opportunity at fifth, sixth, fourth, third that Shane had, look, if he never got a chance to play football, his life would be totally different than what it is now. Right?
Wouldn't be sitting in here.
You would not be. Well, unless we're talking AAU girls basketball.
That's
but
right.
I don't know if we would be. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, look, I think you talked about your mom making that commitment to letting you play.
Yeah.
And I think football's safer now than it's ever been. And I don't know. You believe that?
Yes.
You believe that as well?
Yeah, most definitely.
You have to practice way different at Vincent now than when you played, and certainly when I played, and way different when he played.
Everything on bags now.
Everything's on bags.
Yeah.
Wait, look, when I was at Messmer, if you wanted water, they gave you a salt pill. We did. I'm not kidding. We did Nutcracker or Bull in the Ring twice a practice. I mean, you think about why I can't remember that I didn't get you water to come in. It's because of those days.
Right.
But none of that goes on anymore. Keep your head out of the game.
Window.
Tackle the way they rugby tackle now.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. And you still must get asked. I'm not going to let my son play. It's not safe.
Right. We get that all the time. Our coaches have to go through training through USA Football. They have to get certified. Just like AYF also does certification for coaches. So they have to get double certification. And then in practice, we really have to change the style and everything and monitor, even in youth football, contact.
Hey, is that hard for you, Shane, as the head coach at Vincent, not to fall back on some of the things that, you know, when you get a little angry at some players, not to say, okay, we're going to start going at it a little bit. Is that hard for you to pull back?
Yeah, you know, definitely being the places I've been, even in college now, it's different. You know, no more two-a-days, you know, in NCAA football no more. And, you know, they have a lot of regulation and rules they have to follow. So, I even like things like for me, even at Vincent, when I do inside run, you know, like to me, that's a, you know, that drill, no matter if you got on shells or full pads,
right.
Defense, that's live, you know.
Let's hit.
Nobody on that level thinking about wrapping up or doing any of that. So, it's kind of hard to – you know, monitor those type of periods and drills during practice. So
yeah, and look, I know the reason that we do it, and we started that WFCA show that Tom Swill and I do specifically for that reason, because we had a president that came out and said if I had a son, I'd never let him play football.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden people were like, well, I'm not going to let my son. And he walked, Coach Swill walked in here and said, look, I think it's safer, and here's why. And he had all of this information, and I agreed with them, and I said, yeah, I agree. So we do that show just to highlight, promote, and celebrate some of the things going on in the off season to make sure that and have those conversations with guys like Shane saying, hey, look at me, I'm fine, you know, I played at a high level, I got hit and I hit a lot, and I'm still walking upright, I'm good. Did you have any serious injuries when you played?
I had a torn groin and I had a injury in my big toe. That was pretty much my two things.
That's it. And how many years did you play?
I went from sixth grade to like 25.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think so many life lessons are learned, and you guys probably know this more than I, but when somebody joins a football team, I've coached basketball for 36 years, and I think there's a lot of life lessons you can learn from that. I think football, you can learn more. I do. Because of the amount of guys that you're, you know what, this is my team. It's 11 on 11 or 7 on 7, and I got to trust them. I got to respect my coaches. All the life lessons these kids, how to win gracefully, how to lose gracefully, all of that stuff, how to work with other people, how to try to beat somebody out, all those lessons that you guys are teaching every day. If you're listening to the show and you've got a son or a daughter that you're thinking about maybe getting involved in football, these would be good guys to talk to. I can tell you that. You can go to their website, theshowelitinc.com. Theshowelitinc.com. There's ways to get a hold of Jeremy. There's ways to get a hold of Shane. And there's still time for kids to sign up and
yes.
play?
Yes. We're still accepting. We have about 2 weeks left before our league certification. And then after that, our last possible week to sign up is the first week of September.
And what age group are you looking for? All age groups or
a lot of 7 and 8 year olds we could use, 12 year olds and 13 year olds.
The other ones you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, the other ones are pretty loaded.
And you're, do you top off at the amount of
13
kids?
Yeah, 20 to 25 per team.
Okay. And so those other age groups, you've got about 25 and you're good, but 7 and 8 or 12 and 13.
Yes.
So if you're listening to the show and you want your kids to have a great experience, your home field is Hart Park?
Hart Park, yes, for right now, yes.
So for right now, Hart Park, that might change?
Hopefully it doesn't. I mean, we're scheduled in there. We're ready to go.
Yeah,
so.
Sometimes they... Guys over there confuse me a little bit. They confuse you a little bit too?
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful facility.
Yes.
Sometimes I can't figure it out. Yeah, I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Let's get you a break. On the side of the break, we'll continue this conversation. He's Jeremy Nimitz. He's the youth director for the Show Elite Youth Football Program. It's tackle football. Shane Covington, the founder of the Show Elite, is in studio as well. And we may talk a little 7-on-7. I don't know. Shane always gets mad at me because I always question some of that 7-on-7 stuff, but not today, Shane. We're not doing that. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? I want to thank Allstate Insurance. Been a great client, great partner of this show. Before we get back talking to the Show Elite, hey, don't forget, it's time for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. Coming up on September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee, it's your chance to golf with us, the guys at the Fan, and other local celebrities. $125 for a great day of golfing. We'll provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all from Perkins, Robert Specialty Meats, and Saz's. Get all the details now and sign up at 1057fmthefan.com. Do you guys play golf?
No.
Nah.
No good. You're more like me. Yeah. You know what? I've had a play in this. So what I tell them is, look, because they got anybody who's on air, you know, they want in this thing. And I'll say, look, if you need me, if you're one celebrity short, call me up. How would you like to pay $125 and get me as your celebrity? Quit laughing, Jeremy.
It's worth it.
Yeah, we talk youth football the whole time.
Hey, I love it.
While
right
we're trying to find each other's golf balls all over the golf course,
right.
I'm sure. Hey, during the break, we had talked about if people were feeling led to donate, they can go to the showeliteinc.com, and there's a donate button to help these guys out. But you said, look, it's not all about finances here.
Exactly.
We need equipment. We need time. We need yeah. a lot of stuff.
You know, practice gear, you know, that works. You know, bags, that helps out. Footballs, everything
yeah.
helps.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a lot of people that listen to the show and guys that run other youth programs that I've got to believe that have way more stuff than they need. And you guys could use it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So shoulder pads for even the little guys?
Yeah, for the little guys, you know, they have the 60s, the 80s, the 100s, 120. You know, roughly all of our kids are under 160 pounds.
Okay.
So
any kind of stuff that, look, if you can't figure out how to get a hold of these guys, call me. And I'll put you in touch with Shane, and I'll put you in touch with Jeremy. If you think, I'll tell you a quick story. I had my son-in-law was teaching at a school in the city. And he didn't have desks for his class. He didn't have desks.
Wow.
And I was talking about it on the air, and all of a sudden, a guy from Brookfield Academy texts me, and he said, hey, call me when you get off the air. He said, Mike, we got all these desks. They're 2 years old. They put in new ones, and these are just sitting. We'll donate 30 desks if
wow.
he needs them.
That's great.
If you could rent a van and come pick them up the next day. And look, I tell the story. Thank God for people like this. The guys at Brookfield Academy were like, we'll take care of you. Yeah. And they took care of us. So for us to say this, watch, somebody's going to yeah. step up and say, hey, I've got 15, some shoulder pads, yeah. got some helmets, I've got some stuff. If you want to take a look at them, if they're up to your standards, come take them. And if you can't get a hold of Shane Covington or Jeremy Nemitz, call me, and I'll get you in contact with these guys. But let's help these kids, man. Enjoy this process. Enjoy the game of football. when you guys play your home games, do you have enough volunteers?
Yes, we have enough volunteers to help out. That's sort of required with our team, you know. So our parents, they help out as much as possible.
Is there a buyout?
No.
Okay. Because some of these guys, you know what? They'll give a $125 buyout. I had somebody in here say, and this is the Franklin Youth Football Program. It's got, you know, it's huge. And I said, what keeps you at night? And that's what she said. I can't find volunteers. We have a $125 buyout. We are so flush with money. I don't need your money. I need your time. And she said, 10% of the people do 90% of the work. It's just like church.
Exactly.
And I said, boy, and that's, you're okay with volunteers.
Oh, yeah. We're okay. A lot of our parents do volunteer. You know, we make it a family-type event, and so they all help out.
Boy, that's good. Hey, so they play half the games here local and then half the games you guys get on the road. Boy, one of the things that's going to be such a nice benefit for you getting involved with the show and going under that umbrella is the travel part.
Exactly.
Right?
That's going to be excellent. It's a great experience, too.
Yeah, do you guys have vans or what do you have?
Right now we have 15-passenger vans. We also have a school bus that's currently in the shop, but it should be going rolling by this fall.
So we might need a mechanic to come help take a look at it.
Hey, man, you know what? Don't look at me. I can't even change the oil, but if somebody's out there, it's in the shop, it'll get fixed. But the 15, look, that's going to really help you guys a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No more carpooling.
No more carpooling.
How many phone calls were you making Friday nights trying to find people to drive?
Well, the last day of practice, we try to put it all together, you know, and things change, things happen. So sometimes we're up early, making adjustments, you know, and have a meeting location, and it worked out.
Have you been coaching this whole time?
Whole time.
So this will be year what for you, do you think?
26.
26 years of coaching. I had a guy in this Faith in the Zone show that I do. He said this to me, and it caught me off, but he was right. I said, hey, kids have really changed over the years, don't you think? And he said, no,
Not for football.
He said, Mike, we've changed. This is a coach. He's I think, Eastern Michigan University. He was 28 years old. He was a head Division I, youngest in the country. He said, when I was first year, I was single, I was young, and I was cool. I was the guy. Now I'm 44. I'm married. I got two kids. I'm not that cool guy anymore. All I want to do is get home from practice and see my kids.
I can relate.
He said, and now these kids are doing the same thing I did as a freshman in college. They're posting it. Everybody's posting everything. But he said, they haven't changed, Mike. We've changed. So you've been doing this a long time.
Long time.
Do you think the kids have changed or do you think we've changed?
We've changed. Yeah. You know, time changed. You know, like you said, social media changed. But the kids are the same.
Same question, Shane.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely just think that the platform and technology just puts it out there that everybody can see the things that we did as kids.
Hey, do you guys talk to your kids about not utilizing that for bad because of how many people can see it?
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time, yeah.
There was a guy that came in years ago from Southern Miss, right? He was hired as a grad assistant. And his whole job on Thursday at the end of practice, the coaches would give him a list of 50 kids throughout the country that they were looking at. His job from Friday to Monday morning was to find those kids and everything they do. And he said, I'm really good at what I do. I always find the kids that have the one Facebook page that has them in church on Sundays and Wednesdays and the other Facebook page that has them at the kegger on the beach. He said, I'll mark off 10 to 15 kids every week saying you do not want to recruit those kids.
All right.
And so they just drop them. And when guys like me at my age, I tell kids that, they roll their eyes. Yeah. But a guy like you who's been there, man, you tell them, be careful with this stuff. They're going to listen to you, Shane.
Most definitely.
And did you get frustrated as a coach if you see some stuff?
Yeah, I mean, at my place, that happens every day.
Right.
it's one of those things where – you know, we're still trying to get them to realize the importance of just grades. So,
right.
You know, that's really, you know, my third thing, you know, as far as grades and actually coming to school, because we struggle with that a lot just overall at Vincent. So, but those things we definitely talk about as far as their character and integrity as a man.
Why do you think that is? You showed up for school every day, right?
Yeah.
Why did you show up every day?
Well, for me is that, you know, I definitely understood the importance of school, but then I also wanted to be a football player.
Right.
And, you know, guys like Jeremy would tell me that I need to get my grades and I got to be this type of guy to if I want to be a professional football player. So that's why I showed up every day.
You know what? My son, it was basketball. The fear of me taking that ball away from him and not being able to play basketball.
Oh, most definitely. My mom did that to me all the time.
She did?
Yeah.
Take it away. You can't, well,
I get in trouble. You ain't going to practice. I'm freaking out.
She did good. She did really good. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this up. We'll continue our conversation as we talk. TheShowElitInc.com. And again, if there's a donate button, you want to send $50 to these guys to help them, it's a really worthy cause. I would recommend that. But if you run a youth football program and you've got extra stuff, bags that they can hit, footballs, helmets, shoulder pads, things like that, that are sitting in the back that you're not using, that are in good condition, these guys can use them. And get a hold of either Shane or Jeremy, or call me here at the station, or text me, and I'll get them the information. And you're going to be helping a really worthy cause. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Frustrated talking to you boys during the breaks. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. We're talking to Shane Covington and Jeremy Nemitz. He is youth director for The Show Elite. Shane is the founder. You can go to theshowelitinc.com for more information on what they're doing. The show is now involved in tackle football, and I've had Shane in a number of times talking about his 7-on-7 stuff Shane, I got to tell you, I liked when you said, "Look, we grew a little bit too quick, we're going to just take a breath and kind of stay where we're at right now and make sure that this next season works really well." The fact that he's willing to say that, I think, is, you know, that's how you make change, right?
Exactly.
That's, you're able to admit, look, maybe we did this a little bit too quick, and we'll move on. The frustrating part that we talked about during the break, and we don't need to bring it up on the air, but boy, that frustrates me.
Oh, yeah. You know, that support, if we could have that support, you know, especially for the area that the kids are playing at.
Yeah. Hey, where do you get your kids from? All over the city?
All over the city.
Yeah. Suburbs? Kid from Menominee Falls wanting to come and play?
They can.
Yeah.
We'll have a few kids maybe from like Tulsa area, maybe from Menominee Falls. They're welcome.
And you're looking a lot right now for 7- and 8-year-olds or 12- and 13-year-olds. If a kid at 12 has never played football before.
That's fine.
Come on.
Come on out.
We'll teach you.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
Actually, I was about 12 or 13 when I started.
Okay.
You know, back then we didn't have the little guys.
We did not.
You know, so.
We didn't have much at all.
I think I was 12 years old at NCSL.
Okay. You remember putting on the helmet for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
Remember hitting somebody for the first time?
Yeah.
You liked it, didn't you?
I loved it.
Yeah, I bet you. I bet you did. What position? What were you?
In youth football or
in high school?
High school, I was quarterback.
Yeah. So you got hit.
I got hit.
You didn't mind it?
Nah.
You throw it away a little bit.
Let's go.
Throw it away a little bit.
We didn't throw it away back then.
You didn't? You just took it.
We run.
Yeah. Could you throw it a little bit?
At times.
Yeah.
I was more of a running quarterback.
Yeah.
More of a linebacker playing quarterback.
Hey, I got to tell you a funny Messmer Marshall story real quick. So I had knee surgery. So I'm on crutches and we're playing Marshall. So our football coach had me and two other guys go to Marshall practice and just take some notes. And their coach called them all over his middle of practice. And all of a sudden, I thought they were taking a sprint and taking a run. And they all ran to that fence and started climbing the fence. And I had just gotten off crutches, so I'm limping, and we're kind of laughing and running. And a guy came through the yard. I went through the yard, and he tackled me in his uniform, took my paper from me, and he goes, "Hey, coach said I got to take this." I said, "Okay, all right." But we had like 17, 18 guys, and Messmer drilled them, and they beat them pretty good back then. It was 1977 or 76,
okay.
Something like that. And but whoever the coach was at that point, he called him over and he had him chasing us, and not the whole team got over that fence. You know which fence I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On the north side?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was running. My boys just left me, man. They just took off with the car and left me, man. They were, you could hear the tires going, that's for sure. Hey, when do you guys start practice, by the way?
We actually started now. So we're practicing every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. How long are your practices?
Well, they're 2 hours. Well, we probably do an hour and a half of actual practice.
And then the rest is talking.
Communicating with the parents, getting everything ready.
And you're going to be coaching what team this year?
The 13U.
Do you move up with the kids, or do you stay at that?
Basically, I've been staying right at the 13U lately, you know. But a lot of our coaches do move up with their teams.
So that team that you coached last year, that was the team that you guys did really well.
Oh yeah, excellent.
Won the league, and did pretty well in the. Do you have a regional tournament?
We had we were invited to go to Florida to play for the national championships. It was hard for us to raise money to go. So we didn't make the trip.
Boy, it would have been nice for those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids are mostly now going to be freshmen in high school?
They're all be freshmen, 14-year-old freshmen in high school.
And they're going to scatter throughout the city?
Scatter throughout.
Yeah.
I think we got a few, at Vincent. I know we got some at King, Catholic Memorial, Riverside.
Yeah.
Tulsa East.
Okay.
So some of them are going to Tulsa West.
How does the team look this year for you?
13U, exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of young guys get their opportunity to play, and we have a lot of new guys this year. So it's going to be uncertain yet where we stand.
How do you find new guys?
Word of mouth advertisement. Yeah. The only advertisement we really have is social media.
Right.
You know, but otherwise, word of mouth. You know, a friend of a friend.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the best in parents and aunts and uncles and getting kids involved with that. Shane, will you make your way to some of these games on Saturday mornings? Because, again, Friday night you've right. got a game, and Saturday morning you're going to try to get over and see some of this?
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely want to see how it is going, them playing against the team in Illinois. So I know I'll probably make a couple of those trips, and definitely the home games will be easy.
Hey, the difference between doing it yourself and now being involved and with Shane under the umbrella of the show Elite – made a big difference in how you're preparing for the season?
A little bit. It takes a little pressure off as far as, you know, the organization, you know, insurances, stuff like that.
Right.
But I can focus more on the operation of it.
Do you still, as these teams, do you still do fundraising and look to raise funds?
Yes.
What kind of stuff are you doing?
Right now we have a thing that's called a Snap Raise. It's sort of like a GoFundMe page.
Right.
Where basically the kids will send out emails to friends and family and okay. ask for small donations. We're going to have dinners that we sell, you know, like chicken dinners
yeah.
or something like that. And I think we're going to do a couple car washes.
You know, we do, and I don't think we've gotten involved with Shane on this, but we do a brat stop every Saturday with our okay. local pick and save stores. Johnsonville donates all the product. Brownberry donates all the buns. I've got one coming up in a week or two
okay.
on 51st and Capitol at the pick and save there.
Okay.
So Midtown. So we should talk.
Yes.
You and I should talk about it. If there's, hopefully it's before your season starts. When's your season start?
Our first game is August 31st.
Okay. It might be after that, but maybe there's some people that would do this for you. But we'll talk.
Okay.
And I'll get your number, and if you guys want to do that.
Definitely.
You know what? You 2 hours, 11 to 1 on a Saturday, and you make 100% of the proceeds.
Sounds great.
You utilize your social media to let people know you're going to be there, and it's $2 a brat. And every brat you sell, you keep all the money. And Pick and Save donates water and soda and stuff. You sell that for a buck. And, you know, some groups are making $300-$400, which is a lot of money for
That's
2 hours.
That's a lot for us, yes.
It's a lot for, yeah, you're not going to right. Vegas on it, but, you know.
it goes a long way with us.
It would go a long way with you guys, you bet. Hey, are you married, single?
I'm single.
Yeah, so I was going to say, because you're not home much either, right?
That's right, always yeah. gone.
Do you have a full-time gig?
Yes, I do.
Where are you working?
I work for the city of Milwaukee.
So you're working full time, and then you're doing this because this is
right
almost
after.
Full time, right?
Oh yeah, every day,
yeah.
hours.
Hey Shane, next the high school football coach show coming up.
Okay.
Got Ryan McMillan, who is the athletic director at Muskego, who's my coach. We've got the whole 2 hours is talking to guys getting ready for the season. So it's a referee that's coming in. It's commissioner of a league that's going to talk to us. It's an athletic trainer. It's a physical therapist. It's strength and conditioning guy.
Right.
As a head football coach, look, you're into this now a week, right?
Right.
Almost a week. What's it like for you? Are you now just putting everything in for game one? Are you still trying to find kids? Are you, you know, where are you at with
those? Well, the struggle of being at Vincent is definitely the transportation part for the kids. So with my program is kind of hard because I'm kind of installing everything twice. Because I got a lot of my key players that can't get to the school because they'll stay, like, by Tech or they'll stay by, like, Hamilton.
Oh.
And the only way they can get to Vincent is the bus transportation once school starts. So, like, right now I got about 40-some kids that's getting on the bus, the city bus, that's getting riding their bikes, getting to practice. So once Monday comes, the 12th, when we start school back, I'll get another 40 kids that just couldn't get to practice.
So you guys start this Monday?
Yeah, so we start school this Monday.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, so yeah, we early start now like King. So.
And so okay, so half of your team is going to be a week behind. You're going to have to redo a lot of stuff.
So that's the struggle with is just redoing everything.
What's the thought on this year's team? You feel good about it? Who's the team to beat in the conference, do you think?
Well, we're on the side of, I forget the name of it, but
right.
I think it's just between us and Reagan at this point. Last year we lost by 2-6-8. So last year we would have beat Reagan, we'd have been in the conference championship. Oh, so,
you got a lot of kids coming back?
Yeah, we were young last year. So right now I have the only committed Division I football player in the city, which is Devontae Smith, that's committed to Northern Illinois.
I saw that on your Facebook page.
So he's probably going to tackle everything moving.
He's a good kid?
Most definitely. Great kid.
Yeah?
Great
kid. Do you play both sides of the ball?
Yeah, so he plays tight end for me and also plays middle linebacker. So
That's a different combination, huh?
Yeah.
Tight end and middle linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Man, well, congratulations on that. I look forward to, come Thursday night. Yeah, a week from Thursday, we start Thursday Night Lights. The first game is Muskego and Marquette.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And Wauwatosa West got in this year. We're going to be doing a game there. And I think the city conference game is King and Riverside. We got some. It's just a really good lineup, so I'm looking forward to it. TheShowElite.com. TheShowElite.com is their website to get more information. Again, Jeremy Nemitz, who's the youth director, is also the coach in this program. They are still looking for 7- and 8-year-olds and 12- and 13-year-olds. That have interest in playing football. If you're a 13-year-old who's never played but always thought I'd like to try it, this would be a great opportunity. Kids from the city getting together and a good league down in Chicago, year two, so they can they figured out some issues year one as far as transportation. That's taken care of now. They could use some helmets and maybe some shoulder pads and some pads for practice. If you want to get a hold of these guys, again, theshowelite.com is where to go. Guys, thanks a lot. Jeremy, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for giving back to the community, and I appreciate all the time that you put into this.
I love it.
Shane, I appreciate you reaching out and coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. We'll talk about that segment for Around the Corner. I'll give you a call later in the month, and we'll set that thing up.
Let's do it.
You got it. This is the U Sports Show brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.